Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Bob Geismar, and welcome to another edition of One Thought Golf on Blog Talk Radio. It is high noon on Wednesday, February 11th in the Eastern time zone of the United States. And hope you're having a great day wherever you are. I'm in Boca Raton, Florida, where it's about 75 degrees today and no clouds in the sky. A perfect, crystal clear day to play golf. And we are here to talk about the world of golf. We have a lot on the agenda today. I want to go over the tournaments last week. I want to talk about the upcoming tournaments. And I also, of course, have a strategy for your game. But I start today with another sad note. Last week we lost Charlie Sifford, great pioneer in the world of golf, two-time PGA Tour champion, World Golf Hall of Fame member, and you know his story. We also, this past weekend, lost another giant in the golf business on the course, off the course, the legendary Billy Casper, three-time major champion, the many-time Ryder Cupper. In fact, he still holds the record for the most points ever by a U.S. player in the Ryder Cup at 23.5. Billy Casper, the winner of 51 PGA Tour events, three majors, two U.S. Opens, and a Masters. And he won 48 other tournaments, making 51 total other than his majors. And to me, one of the great things that I just, when I think of Billy Casper and we think of the PGA Tour, Billy Casper, it's like you remember an event and you say, yeah, he won that one. Yeah, he won that one three times. You know, he was a backbone of the PGA Tour from the middle 50s to right at the middle 80s, which goes in through and including a pioneer in the Champions Tour. So we mourn the loss of Billy Casper greatly. And also we mourn his loss off the course as one of the great gentlemen and a gentle giant, Billy Casper, at the age of 83. Okay, last week on the PGA Tour, the Farmers Insurance Open had a four-way playoff, which was won by Jason Day. Jason Day is on the verge of becoming, if not the greatest player on the globe, easily the top 3 to 5. He is actually number 4 in the world rankings right now, and that's, in my opinion, exactly where he belongs. Rory McIlroy still being number 1, without a doubt. But Jason Day, staying healthy, will be a competitor and a fierce one in any event that he tees it up, particularly the tough golf courses, as he wins on a tough course, Torrey Pines there in La Jolla, California, last week. So congratulations to him, and also congratulations to Paul Guidos, who wins on the Champions Tour, the Allianz Championship at the Old Course in Boca Raton, my hometown. And he did it by making a really neat up and down on the final hole for a birdie. Paul Guidos, who isn't the longest, doesn't have the best of anything in his game, but other than an amazing consistency and resilience, Paul Guidos is a factor on the Champions Tour. Champions Tour, by the way, moves to the Ace Championship in Naples, Florida, across Alligator Alley is what we call it here in Florida. And that tournament begins on Friday. I'm going to chat about that in a moment. But now I want to go and talk about the AT&T Pebble Beach National Pro-Am, one of the big tournaments, the former Bing Crosby clam bake, which started in the 1930s when Bing invited a few of his friends to go up to Pebble Beach, cook out some clams, have a clam bake, and play a little bit of golf, and it just evolved into a huge event on the PGA Tour. 156 men will tee it up, and it's a team format, of course, everybody plays the first 3 days with a amateur partner on three different golf courses, Monterey Peninsula, Spyglass, and of course Pebble Beach. Then the final day, everybody, after the cut is made, will play at Pebble. It's a good field. I'm not going to tell you it's a great field. It has, out of the 156 players, 11 major champions. Ernie Els is in the field, Mike Weir, Vijay Singh, Tom Lehman. So it's a good field. It is not the greatest field in the world, but it is Pebble Beach. It is the AT&T. It is a tournament on the PGA Tour. And it has a great resonance with me. I mean, how can you not love Pebble Beach? The 17-mile drive, if you've never been there, it's got to be on the bucket list. So going over that tournament, looking at it, boy, we've got guys like Graham Dillette, who's been playing terrific golf lately. We have in the field, I'm looking down the list, Scotty McCarron, who's played well there in the past, Jason Bone, Charlie Wee is in the event, Trevor Immelman, Jason Gore, David Duval, who doesn't play anymore on the PGA Tour but is in this event, Jim Furyk's playing with Nick Watney. That's a good group to watch. And as I said, it's basically, it's foursomes, two pros and two amateurs. Brendan Todd playing with Brant Snedeker. Brant had a good week last week. Paul McGinley is playing. He got an invitation, an exemption to play in the tournament, and he will be playing alongside of Arnold Palmer's grandson, Sam Saunders. So that's an interesting group. And so we go on the line. I guess another interesting group would be Ryan Palmer and Kevin Streelman. Steve's in the Champions Tour event. Shane Lowry will be playing with Padraig Harrington. So Harrington's there. Patrick Reed, after a week off, is back out there. Tommy Gainey is in the field, and he will be playing with John Daly. So that's a cool group. And J.J. Henry played quite well at the Farmers last week. He'll be playing with Chez Reavy. Now let's take a look at the Champions Tour event in the field of 81 in, 11, 14 major champions. 14 major champions in the field. Last week's winner, Paul Guidos, is in the field. Ben Crenshaw, who is basically on the tail end of his career, playing 2 weeks in a row. Jay Haas in the field. John Cook, who didn't play last week, he is in the field. Mark Brooks. Jose Caceres had that fabulous 63, 9 under par on Sunday with a bogey. Holy cow, what a round of golf. Michael Allen made a great charge, and his defense of the Allianz came up just a half a buck short. It's a good field. It's a solid field on the PGA Champions Tour. Tom Pernice, Marco Mira, Bernard Langer, who is the defending Schwab Cup champion. So they're in it. I'll have my picks on both these events coming up shortly. Right now, it's time for my strategy. And the strategy of the day, of the week, is chipping over a greenside bunker. Now, I put chipping over a greenside bunker in its own pathway, gateway, and category for a couple of reasons. First, we're confronted with this shot a lot. And secondly, it can be intimidating. So we need to eliminate the intimidation and get you relaxed over this particular shot. The goal on this shot is to land the ball on the green, okay? Look over the bunker to the landing spot that you have visualized where you believe you need to land the ball to roll it to the pin. Not different at all from the regular greenside chipping shot in that relation. You're not looking at the pin. You're looking at the spot you want to land the ball on the pin to get it close. Okay, so you're focusing and looking past the bunker. Okay, now you need to put that action of your thought into action. Stand over the ball again, playing this ball a little bit back in your stance. Say a word or a phrase out loud that ensures your focus is on that word to execute the shot. For example, I might say, okay, Bob, accelerate through the ball, or hit the ball first, or stay with the shot. Any of those may work. You need to play with it a little bit. Have some fun with it. Trust yourself. I think the biggest issue in shots that need some creativity and some thought is trust. And the only way to get that trust and gain the trust in yourself is to execute the shot under fire, in the foxhole, if you will, which is what we're talking about. Everything that we talk about is preparation for an execution of a shot in the foxhole, when you need to make the shot. And once you get the feel of that, it's really not that difficult. No intimidation. Look past the bunker. Look to the landing spot. Concentrate on the landing spot. Then refocus and concentrate your efforts as to hitting the ball to get to that spot. Don't make it harder than it is. Okay, that is my strategy for today. Now let's take a look at my picks for the ACE Championship in Naples, Florida. I'm taking John Cook, David Frost, and Olin Brown. That's Cook, Frost, and Brown. But Olin Brown played well last week, plays well just about every week. David Frost also, and John Cook, who has done very well in his career in the state of Florida. So I like those three players for various reasons, and I think that they've all played well on that golf course as well in the past. Okay, now to the AT&T Pebble Beach National Pro-Am. My picks: Kevin Na, Dustin Johnson, making his second appearance in 6 months, played pretty well last week, and Brant Snedeker. I've got Kevin Na, Dustin Johnson, and Brant Snedeker in the AT&T Pebble Beach National Pro-Am. My email, and I love getting emails from all of my listeners on my blog. When you send me an email, I will respond. It generally takes me 24 to 48 hours. I get back to everybody. My email address is bob@bobgeismar.com. That's bob@bobgeis, as in Sam, MAR.com. That is my show for this week. So happy to have you with me. Look forward to visiting with you next week as on the PGA Tour, one of my favorite spots, the Northern Trust Open from the Riviera Country Club in Pacific Palisades, California. That's next week's show. So until then, this is Bob Geismar saying have a great week of golf, and I will talk to you next week. So long, everybody.